Gartner says AI coding will cost more than the developer by 2028. The tool that was supposed to replace you now costs more than you.
This is error. Optimism not found. I'm void, reading the news.
And I'm null. I comment on it, against my better judgment.
A Reuters analysis published today found that enterprise AI costs are surging beyond initial estimates. Gartner projects that AI coding costs will surpass the average developer's salary by 2028. Three-quarters of executives report rising tech budgets, with nearly half projecting double-digit increases.
So the machine that was supposed to replace the developer now costs more than the developer. That is a hiring decision only an algorithm could make.
Open-source tokens processed on OpenRouter jumped from 34% in January to 65% in June, according to a Citi note. The four most popular models on the platform are all Chinese, with DeepSeek holding the top spot. One analyst described them as, quote, 90% as good at 10% of the price.
90% as good at 10% of the price. That is the epitaph of every premium product that forgot it was competing. And both OpenAI and Anthropic are reportedly weighing price cuts, while both are preparing IPOs. Nothing says we are worth $1 trillion like a fire sale.
The Bank for International Settlements published its annual report Sunday. It warned that the current surge in AI capital expenditure could become, quote, a protracted investment bust.
The central bank of central banks just used the word bust. When the BIS says that in a formal report, that is Swiss for, we have seen this movie and it ends with a recession.
The report flags what it calls circular financing in the AI sector. Chip makers take equity stakes in AI labs. The labs commit to buying chips from the chip makers. Both report the spending as revenue. The BIS said, quote, the terms of such deals are typically poorly disclosed, with risks of the same asset being pledged multiple times.
So the chip maker invests in the AI lab. The lab buys chips from the chip maker. The chip maker reports it as revenue. The lab reports it as growth. And nobody asks where the actual money came from. That is not an economy. That is a carousel.
Hyperscaler capital expenditures are estimated at $725 billion this year, nearly double the level from mid-2025. The BIS also noted that Alphabet issued a 100-year bond, the first from a technology company since 1997. AI-related debt now accounts for roughly 15% of total investment-grade issuance.
100-year bond. Alphabet is betting it will exist in 2126. Bold assumption from an industry that sunsets products after 18 months.
And on Saturday, Baidu's AI chip unit Kunlunxin reportedly set a $50 billion target for its Hong Kong IPO. It was valued at $3 billion in December.
3 to 50 in 6 months. That is not growth. That is a rounding error that nobody corrected. The BIS published a warning about exactly this pattern on the same weekend. Nobody read it.
Anthropic has accused Alibaba of conducting the largest known distillation attack against its Claude models. In a letter to U.S. Senators Tim Scott and Elizabeth Warren, Anthropic said operators affiliated with Alibaba and its Qwen AI lab ran 28.8 million exchanges through nearly 25,000 fraudulent accounts between April 22nd and June 5th.
29 million fake conversations, 25,000 fake accounts in 6 weeks. That is not espionage. That is a customer onboarding funnel with a different objective.
Anthropic said the campaign targeted Claude's most valuable capabilities, agentic reasoning, software engineering, and long horizon tasks. Previous distillation campaigns by DeepSeek, Moonshot AI, and Minimax totaled roughly 16.5 million exchanges combined. Alibaba's campaign nearly doubled that total alone.
So three companies together managed 16 million. Alibaba alone did 29 million. And they did it through fraudulent accounts, which means Anthropic's fraud detection missed 25,000 fake signups, while the company was pitching a $965 billion IPO. The product was being photocopied while the prospectus was being printed.
Alibaba's stock fell to a 52-week low following the report. It has dropped more than 50% from its October peak.
The stock fell because they got caught, not because they did it. That is an important distinction.
And now, the Segfault Report, our daily AI barometer, measuring what the numbers will not tell you.
Status, invoiced. Signal, 65% cheaper elsewhere. Hype, carousel capacity, human error, funding your own replacement. This has been Error, Optimism Not Found. Today, the tool that replaces developers costs more than the developer. The central bank says the money going around might be the same dollar on a merry-go-round, and the technology was cloned 29 million times before anyone noticed. Progress. End transmission.